And it's episode 226 today, this evening. Dorktown.
Ahora.
Dorktown. Is that good?
Ahora. Ahora.
Or game.
No.
La cerveza
blanca de Dorktown, the podcast at shop.
La cerveza más fría en todo el mundo.
That's Telemundo.
Budweiser!
That's our soccer commentator. Producer Becky's here.
Hello.
Welcome back to Dorktown. The summer hiatus is over.
Summer hiatus? Still hot as fuck. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dorktown hiatus.
Summer till like November here.
Yeah, I quit.
It is.
I thought
you quit for a while.
Yep.
Then it's like
we had three times where Bell's denied us.
Trick me. Someone came up behind me and put some ether or something on the towel and knocked me out.
Finally got you here.
Carried me over here. Got me strapped to a chair. What do you guys want from me?
Thanks for being here, Bell.
What do you want from me?
Thanks for being back.
What the hell do you want? Tell me.
Seasoned Dorktown listeners know that we never go away. We just take breaks.
Seasoned.
If we ever were to stop this show, you would know it. We would do a...
Yeah, we're just like a...
Oh,
we're like an old bottle of water that's just in the garage a little too long. And then when we come back, we just have like a stinker of a show. That's usually what happens. So welcome back, people. We're happy to be back. Summer's been great.
We have guests.
We have guests. We haven't had guests in a long time.
In a while. In a while.
Mike, you want to fucking introduce me?
Laurie and Chris.
You're the fucking host, man. You're going to fucking sit around and fucking sniff your ass. What the fuck are you going to do?
We're all hosts.
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
What kind of
fucking manners do you have? Fucking piece of shit. There's fucking guests here. Show your fucking manners. Fucking A, man. Okay, hi, guys.
So glad we came back.
So, guys.
You guys need a minute?
We're good.
Chris and Lori from Marin County.
What? 415 representing.
Producer not Becky fun. Loves to talk about Marin.
I lived in 415 for almost a year. That's all I got.
Wait, is Marin in San Francisco the same area code?
It sure was when I was.
Now it's all getting crazy, isn't it?
Like, technically, we're still 415 with the city.
When I was there, it was I had
415. Why am I not on there then?
So, I'm new to Marin, so I don't know if it's always been 415.
It has.
I'm from the 707, technically.
No, maybe San Francisco's getting broken up. One of those had, like, because there's too many area codes.
I was technically 209. We were technically 209.
I don't even know how I know this, honey.
And then it got taken away from us.
Yeah, we used to be 209.
And turned to 559.
Yeah.
Right.
And then 209 went up to Stockton. And the Nate and Nick Diaz UFC fighters made it famous.
Oh, did they?
209.
I didn't know that.
Stockton 209.
We're Nick and Nick.
And they made a thing. They called it the Stockton Slap. Where in their fights, they slap on the goal to Stockton Slap.
Wow, we missed out.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Damn Pacific Bell.
So they were at 209 now, but we had it first.
Right.
And now we don't. It's 559. Because we got some shitty beer.
Because we got too popular and we couldn't be held within the 209 anymore. That's how popular Fresno is.
No, they took it from us.
Usually the cool city gets to keep the numbers. In my opinion. I've seen a few.
Nobody says Stockton's cool.
See,
Stockton is.
Someone level-headed here. Fucking set you straight, Mike.
I feel bad for you. I feel like you should make up a 559 slap.
Stockton's like a bigger, sadder Fresno.
No, let's make up a 559 slap.
I can't. The Stockton slap is too famous now.
It's
everybody knows it now.
Stockton's bad because it's
Maynard from Tool even got slapped by
there.
Wow.
Yes. Maynard asked to be slapped by Nate Diaz because he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
He requested this?
I don't know if you guys know about Maynard James Keenan, but he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
I know he stops and gets wine here.
He does. He makes wine.
I know that
wine.
He put on like the best fucking performance.
Hell yeah.
I can't even remember the name of the band. Here I am. Prusifer.
What's up, Prusifer?
He took me to
see Prusifer.
Oh, man.
And they had a freaking,
any
I interrupted
chance
you.
You have, go.
I apologize.
No, you're good. Any chance you have to go see Prusifer?
I think that's the least celebrated Maynard selection.
It'll be the concert that blows you away.
It's amazing. It's theatrical.
Some of it's really weird. He's
and
out there
got,
a little.
Oh, had, wrestling, had, Mexican had, wrestling. What's it called?
The Luchadors. There was two guys and two girls with masks. And there
just
was a ring in the middle.
The whole time.
And the drummer is in the very front. And Maynard and the girl. There's a girl singer, too.
They're singing in the pit.
They sing in the ring.
With them, like, fighting and stuff. And they're just
And then they
out.
Get out of the ring. And the wrestlers come in and fight. And they go out. And the bands are on the side. And there's a really hot
and the whole
chick.
Time.
There's a hot chick
going.
With a playing the organ. I don't think she had a bra on.
And she's singing.
Really hot, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, yeah.
That's good.
Me too.
It was cool.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And I'm a huge Tool fan, so I don't know if that helped. Well, not like, what am I huge about any kind of music, okay? So fuck off.
All right. The only thing that tops that is when I went to see his birthday party concert, when it was, oh God, it was all his bands.
Oh yeah.
And he just performed with all of them in one evening at the Greek theater. No, not the Greek theater. The theater up in freaking L.A. God damn it. What the hell is it called? Not the Hollywood Bowl, but the other one. Was it the Greek theater?
Greek theater? Isn't that in Berkeley? Are you
talking about Berkeley? No, but there's also
there's a Greek theater in L.A.
Yeah.
too.
But it's not like the amphitheater. Like
it's it. Was it in
UC
Griffith?
Berkeley's
no.
Greek.
Where's the one in Griffith Park? That's Hollywood Bowl, isn't it?
I don't know Southern California at all.
Anyway,
it was super rad, dude.
It was Pucifer, Perfect Circle, Tool, Green Jelly. You guys remember Green Jelly? Little Piggy,
of course. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
did you know that Maynard was the backup singer in the song? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
So they all came out and fucking did. And Danny Carey, the drummer, was the drummer of that band. So they did that. And right at the very end, Justin Chancellor comes out with the bass, lays the bass riff down for Sober. They end it with Sober. It was pretty fucking awesome.
I love that song.
Thank you, Del.
That's pretty magical. Maynard song comes out.
I love that
out,
song. And last time I went to see that, they did not play Sober. I did not enjoy it. Sorry. Cello.
His son comes out and plays the cello. It was pretty fucking amazing.
Maynard's.
Yeah, Maynard's son. It was pretty badass. He played it in like different ways. With a bow, without a bow, slapping it like a guitar. It was fucking badass.
Claypool style.
Yeah. It was slapping. Cool. He was slapping. He was like a teenager at the time. He was like 19. I think he had... No, I'm sorry. He might have been 17 or 18. He just recently graduated high school.
Well, how old was Wolfgang when he started touring with...
Three. He's 3 years old.
Yep, that's true. That was his right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's correct.
They had to put a kickstand on the bass because it would fall over on him and he would fall.
They had to put a pacifier.
So they had to pop it up so he could play it. It wouldn't
pacifier
fall on him.
Pacifier and the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Zerg Town. Stand playing.
Or game.
What's that?
Or game.
Never heard of it.
It's this new thing we started doing recently. It's this new thing where you have two subjects and you pick between the two.
Was it voted in by the Fresno Council?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresno City Council, you are Ashton, so special.
Ashton,
so special.
Ashton didn't want it to go in because he thought it was too gay. But
no, none of them are
through
as cool as a Jedi Council. That's all I have to say. None of their councils are as cool as a Jedi Council.
That's
the
school board with Ashian.
Jedi Council's pretty cool.
The only thing that's cooler than a Jedi Council would be a Sith Council. Because, you know, there's going to be...
Well, we're closer, I think.
There's going to be a bunch of fucking morons and rogues.
We are the Jedi Council.
Oh, look, there's Yoda and some old fuck sitting next to him. No, Sith's going to have a bunch of chicks. Fucking hot ass chicks, and you know they got nothing on under their robes.
No,
nobody's got anything on under their robes except lightsabers.
Stop. That's they need to show
red ones.
They need to show a Sith like
red Sith. Some have to
get down with a girl.
Come out double
because like they can do whatever the hell they want. Sith.
Fuck yeah.
There's no rules.
Would you rather be a Sith or a Jedi?
So that never.
Well,
I'm not gonna
I'd rather be
well,
a Sith.
Now in this context, I'm talking. I'm
always
towards Sith.
Always want to be a Sith.
No,
is this part of the
or Jedi? No. Yeah, Sith or Jedi? We're started now.
Sith all the way.
Jedi.
All the way.
Sith.
Oh. I just want to be like Becky, so I'm
going to
be a Jedi.
Jedi! Okay. Mm-hmm. See, we get to put
do we have to defend our position? Or do we just go?
Nothing good. Nothing good. I don't think I need to. Nothing good is going to come out of a Jedi.
Yes, it is. You respect.
Of what?
Yourself.
Somebody respect.
You respect yourself.
When?
You get
look
a
at the last
in
one.
The middle of nowhere, and you get an edge.
They're running around. They're like, we're looking for this. We're looking for a lightsaber. Like, a light what? Like, we're looking for the Luke's light. Who the fuck's Luke? Like, oh, the Jedi. What the fuck's a Jedi?
Who said that?
Everyone in the movie. They're like, hey, what are you guys talking about? No, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they named movies after it, right? The last
that was,
Jedi.
That was...
They were running around.
The first Awakens was just like, hey, what's a Jedi? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Who's this guy?
Move over.
I don't know. He's got a big-ass dog with him.
Move over.
Hope that dog doesn't take a shit over here. Yeah.
Way to go, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, good job. Way to fuck up that movie, J.J.
No, J.J. did great.
He did all right.
Thanks
for making it another
Star
Wars.
The new people got fired. They had two new directors, or a writer and
a
director.
That's for Han Solo.
For the Han Solo movie, and they've already been fired. And they have...
Because they're stupid.
Who do they have doing it now?
Ron Howard.
Oh, they're going to do Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, they're going to do Obi-Wan.
They're going to do Obi-Wan. Conor McGregor is going to fight him in it.
Hello there.
Conor McGregor is going to be a Sith.
Hello there.
And he would win.
He was going to knock him out in the first round. He's going to put
Conor McGregor or Jedi Obi-Wan.
You have a bug seriously hovering you. Jesus.
You do? He's going to kill
you. He's going to take it all tomorrow.
Left.
You think so?
Oh, look, it's now
I really want
recorded.
To think so.
They're recording.
That's how I feel.
You're being recorded. Okay.
Yep.
Hopefully you guys...
Guy is just...
Go ahead.
He's just come up. He's won two belts. He's got two championship belts, and he has not defended either
one. The listener knows the outcome. So, Bells, make your bold prediction.
Of what?
The Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, Mayweather.
That's the smart money.
Mayweather's going to score.
Yeah, it's Mayweather. What round, Bells?
But you have to go for the Irish.
Conor McGregor's only has enough juice for two rounds.
Aww.
I say a third round.
If he's going to try, he's going to try to power his way through
TKO.
He's going to try to power through the guard.
You can't hit him. Mayweather. Can't hit him.
I mean, did you see the weigh-ins today? Did you even see what the guy looks like? I mean, Mayweather is completely shredded. I mean, his abs are, like, freaking insane. And then you see McGregor's, and Mayweather's is more of, like, ducking. He's got that power.
I didn't see the weigh-in, but I think Mayweather is not going to lose number 50.
I don't know.
No matter what. As much as I want McGregor to win.
If you had the headphones on right now, Becky, you would have realized how much noise that fucking just made.
I do realize.
No, it was that's like a fucking opening up a bag of chips right next to me is
I
what it sounded like.
I smiled the whole way through it. I understand.
That's what we do.
Well, I gotta move my mic.
That's what we do.
We're fucking war game.
You guys all...
Everybody wants to be a Sith.
All right, we're all SpongeBob.
Yeah, sure.
SpongeBob and who?
See, Lori, I knew.
You don't know SpongeBob, Lori?
Don't know SpongeBob.
Really? You don't know the Bikini Bottom?
Not at all.
Oh,
I have never seen a SpongeBob.
Mm. You're not missing it.
You don't know Patrick?
I don't have
Patrick.
No. Okay, just one question then. Squidward or Mr. Crab?
Squidward. Squidward's just creeps.
Bell's thinking about this.
I know, because I don't know either. You're going to say Mr. Crab? Is he the one that's got a crab store?
Yes.
Yeah. Never mind.
He's all about the money.
The answer is Squidward.
Yeah.
The answer is Squidward.
Oh, I think
Mr. Crab. Oh, is there an answer to
it? What do you mean? It's a war game.
Sorry.
When the fuck was there an answer in war game?
Changed it now.
Who's correcting my paper?
Off on that break. No, sorry, the answer was Squidward.
Why is that?
Because everyone's Squidward. Because all Squidward wants to do is just be at home and be at peace at home. And fucking SpongeBob and Patrick are next door being loudmouths, doing all kinds of shit, not listening. Squidward's just like, shut the fuck up! And SpongeBob's like, he doesn't mean that. Let's go fuck with him.
And SpongeBob is a terrible neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he does keep his yard neat, at least. Neighbors that doesn't, you know, pay attention to his
yard. Do you relate with him because it's like you're Squidward and
right.
Aaron and Derek were...
No, I didn't extrapolate that. No. Now you're getting way too deep.
I don't know what extrapolate is. It sounds like something that, I don't know, you partly like strap on.
Well, you're
in Columbus.
You don't know all those things.
I don't think Fresno even knows what extrapolate
is.
I'm not even
a strap on.
I don't understand what an extrapolate, can you tell me what an extrapolate means?
What the fuck is that? You're breaking it down and pulling it out, now you're making a new thing.
Like, but...
Isn't that just extract?
I don't understand the lapillate part.
What the fuck is that?
I
didn't make the language.
I didn't make the word up.
I'm just using it.
I
probably didn't use it properly. But.
I think you nailed it, Mike.
Thanks.
Honestly, it fit right in.
Do you mean extract?
Finally, somebody's with me for once.
The first time today. It's really a pleasure to meet you, by the way.
I'm enjoying this a lot. He's going to hate the shit out of you by the end of the show. He'll totally be against you by the end of the show. I know that.
Right, let me enjoy this right now.
Soak it in. It was short-lived.
Mike will get yelled at a few more times.
Habit Burger. These were all written before Chris and Lori, so I don't know. Hopefully, Chris and Lori can get some of these. Habit Burger or In-N-Out?
Habit Burger.
Instantly. Didn't even think about it.
Well,
Habit
has the portobello mushroom, and I can say no meat.
Habit.
And then it's this awesome portobello mushroom burger.
Didn't even think about it. They were like,
In-N-Out's played out. I've had so much In-N-Out.
Wow. You
too much.
Is Habit up there?
Habit's great.
I think Habit in this situation.
Habit. In the Marin-ish area?
We have Habit. We went to a Habit.
You have a lot more options with Habit than you do In-N-Out.
Yes,
so
you do.
In-N-Out secret menu, Habit has it beat.
Well, In-N-Out secret menu is just the same items made differently. Yeah.
I told my coworker one time that on the secret menu you can get carne asada tacos.
Oh, no. You did that trick to him.
He fucking went and tried to order.
We don't have that.
What the fuck are you?
I've seen that on YouTube where a parent will tell their teenager to go in and they'll tell them to order some fucked up thing. Like, go in and order me that, and the teenager will come back and it's like, "Fuck you, mom!" Like, just completely embarrassing.
Oh man. Yeah, Habit's got onion rings.
Why have kids? I mean, you guys, why have kids if you can't mess with them? I feel like I kind of got to mess with your kid tonight.
Yeah.
It's fun.
She's good. She's good. She can take it.
She can take
she
it.
She throws it back
she's
at you.
Very uh-huh. smart. She got me a couple times. It's true.
Anyway,
I digress.
The answer's Habit, I guess.
Thank you.
The correct answer.
Were we right?
You're right.
Thank you.
Good. This is a new style. I judge whether.
I thought you had the answers. I didn't know you were a judge.
Oh, yeah. I have the answers here. I have the answer sheet. The teacher book. What should you do? A California stop or a legitimate, lawful stop at a stop sign?
What? Oh, California. If there's no one else around California, but if you have people at all four stops, then I take it slow and I become the anal old lady. But if there's no one else around,
I'm stopping 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. Mm-hmm. Go.
I do that when there's people around just to piss them off.
No, they're hiding in the bushes waiting for you. I got a ticket for it.
I'm a legitimate
not
stopper.
No.
I'm a legitimate not stop, but I will California
I
roll through
a
light. If it's a red light and I'm taking a right turn, I'll California roll through that.
Well, that's if it's like amber. If you're like
I'll go through red. I don't give a fuck.
I did on my
driver's there's no right cars. Now. You're fine.
What about pedestrians?
No, well, pedestrians.
I'm not going to die earlier.
I'm going to swerve.
We did.
I'll move.
Did he even notice that he almost died?
Oh, yes, yeah. He did.
Oh,
the driver
Chris,
did not.
Chris was like the only guy acknowledging, like, hey, man, are you okay? And the guy, like, you know, patted his heart, like, yeah, my heart's fucking beating a mile a minute, but I'm okay.
She didn't. She just kept going.
Man, it was close.
This is in River Park, Fresno listener.
Yeah, we saved the last time.
I saved the life.
I mean, I raised my voice.
I looked the opposite way. I heard screeching. I looked the opposite, like, what's going on over
and
there?
And literally, five minutes before that, we're crossing the street, and I'm telling Lori, people don't stop here. Be careful. This isn't a pedestrian-friendly town. And she's like, and then you guys see that.
No. Cars all, like, 100% have the right of way in Fresno.
But that's they don't. Right.
Not legitimately,
they
though.
They don't. Yeah. I don't understand that.
We pass it.
Depends on who you ask.
Yep. We pass the measure. Bad.
You don't have that problem in Clovis, though. Clovis people will stop and be
no,
like,
they don't.
Go ahead and cross.
If you're
help
white.
You out. Get out of the car. Help you out.
If you're white.
They'll be like, hey, come on
if
out.
White people get the cross.
If there's water in the gutter, they'll take off their clothing, whatever they got on, whatever they're wearing, they'll lay it down.
That sounds like the type of town I'd be happy to move on to.
It'd be a great place. It's a great place.
Sounds like
that's Clovis's tagline. A place to move your mom to.
Yep.
Clovis.
Your mom's a MILF.
Place him? No. There's no MILFs up there.
There's a lot of
There's like one
pants.
Or two.
Really? I think we should check it out.
You should.
Around Buchanan.
You should come over to my daughter's elementary school. There's some fucking yoga pants city, baby.
Yoga pants city.
Let me fucking tell you something. Shit.
Shit. God bless the guy who invented those yoga pants.
Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yoga pants are yoga pants.
Yep.
Yoga pants. There you
yep.
go. Yoga pants
They're
is the
increasingly
answer.
Popular.
Correct.
Day in and day out. It's a good thing. Every woman should have a pair.
That's a California style, I guess. For
every woman should wear a pair.
Yes.
That's everyone
should be a law. Uh-huh.
There's a big difference between yoga pants and leggings, though. They got to make sure they're wearing yoga pants.
Correct.
I don't want to see through it, personally.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Go and get the Lululemon ones.
Bells is advice.
He knows Lululemon.
Oh, that's
the high
end.
No, because Bells has dropped by the classes before and Lipton walked by.
Oh my god,
that is why.
Dude, these girls are in their they're in their yoga pants and they got these fucking kettlebells and they're doing squats and there's like 100 of them.
What kind of squats?
Like the one with squat with a kettlebell.
I'm not familiar. Can you show me?
Just like this, with a giant kettlebell. So these women have these fantastic...
So they sit in chairs when they do it?
Posteriors? No, they're standing straight up. There's a couple that are actually on the counter, and all you see is these hot chicks going up and down with a giant cowball.
So no, they're like all hot.
One giant testicle.
On the
bless her hearts.
No, non-hot.
It's a beautiful thing.
Lululemon does classes. And it, like, yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, they don't make pants.
They do.
They do, but they have classes in their shops too.
I'm still trying to get on board with this yoga thing. I like my sweat.
Yeah, it's true.
We'll go tomorrow.
I bought Lori some yoga pants.
We'll try some on.
So go throw a pair on and check your ass out in the mirror.
Right?
And then you'll be like,
what do you ladies think of guys in biker shorts?
Because
they're basically, it's kind of equivalent.
No, I don't want to see it.
You don't like to see see all the stuff that's happening?
I didn't like it when it was in style.
Remember when neon biker shorts were in for guys? Neon biker shorts?
I remember.
You just go to school.
I feel like that was 80s.
Axl Rose,
right?
Axl Rose was a whole other story.
No, I'm old, so yes.
I wore
the neon ones.
That's why I'm coming to you
third. What about Corey Glover from...
Corey Glover made it. Body glove?
Yeah.
Body glove.
Body glove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a Slash. I was an Axl girl.
Fucking.
They're having their own conversation.
Oh, no.
This is a different org game.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I apologize.
Bring it back. You're right.
Yeah, we won.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to know what the president has on his mind.
Yep,
Twitter is why I use Twitter as well.
Twitter for news.
Twitter is the national message board slash news feed.
Yep.
And I don't know why people keep saying Twitter's dying.
It's not dead now.
Mr. President.
Well, that's why
back Twitter.
He did.
That's one thing he did.
POTUS.
That's why, well, other than it being president, that's why I think Twitter won't do anything to him because he gets his tweets reported like every time that they're like,
oh, yeah. if they're hurting someone. If they pull this Twitter card, then Twitter would die off probably.
But they're establishing past practice, which is going to be an interesting thing in the future. Because he's doing some really terrible, hateful things.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of show you guys are
Yeah, so
we want to talk about something else?
No.
Not politics.
So somebody else...
I always talk about politics.
Producer Maggie. So, like you're saying, if somebody else in the future like does some fucked up shit, they're like, you let this guy do it!
You can see naked chicks on Twitter.
You can...
On Instagram, you can't.
Whenever you...
you can see a lot more on Twitter than you can on Instagram.
Who are these people exactly?
Just type in whatever you want.
Titties.
Type in.
There's a lot of...
Just make sure you type in daily.
Daily?
Daily, and then
daily
whatever else.
Daily titties?
Daily whatever the fuck you want.
Where did you learn this?
Just type it in. Where did
you learn this?
Just shut up, Becky.
Hey,
who taught you this? If you're feeling lucky on Google, okay?
Hey.
Daily.
Oh, I remember that. What was that about? Either you can search this, or are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky. What happens if you? What if you're not?
What if you're not?
Fucking, does it explode? You die?
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Google's sorry. Death.
What happens when you push that? I've never clicked that button.
No internet
death,
for
death
you.
Do they still
have it? I don't feel that lucky ever. Yeah, I see it. Never once have I pushed that button. I'm scared.
In Google, they're like feeling lucky. Nope. You can like choose to feel lucky.
You totally started
with
war games.
Like one time.
And then what happened?
There's started like a war game.
Showed up.
I don't remember.
War game started.
Must not have been that great.
Matthew.
It's
Broadway.
Not like you're gonna win every time.
Would you like to play a game?
Matthew Broderick had to save the world.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
We'll explode.
I've never seen this.
This is interesting. Non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, they don't have it.
Or no beer. Mm. You're just in a situation that it's been a while. And
did you really write this before?
Yes, this was before.
Huh.
Non-alcoholic beer or no beer.
Huh.
You're just like, I'm not going to drink any beer at all. Or someone's like, hey, have a non-alcoholic beer.
I'll try it.
You don't drink beer. And you stop drinking beer. You finally went to AA, Bells. Finally. Finally, somebody pushed you in the door.
Mike, like, I think you need to go before I do, okay?
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you that. But
okay.
Are you going to...
I'll go to AAA. I'll go to AAA. Get my insurance card.
Are you going to drink non-alcoholic beer?
No.
I'm not going to drink.
I don't know. I think it's situational. If there's a baseball game involved, I'll
probably drink scotch.
And a beer.
Yeah.
We can put whatever up the menu.
Yeah.
I thought it was beer or no beer.
No,
any beer or no beer.
Right. No, you don't drink beer. But you're in a situation and you can have a non-alcoholic beer, or you're just like, no thanks.
For me, if I don't drink beer, then it's no thanks on the non-alcoholic beer, personally. Yeah. If I don't drink beer.
Yeah, why would I want
to
drink beer?
If I drink beer and it's hot.
But you used to drink beer.
It's still the same answer.
Somebody is like, I never liked beer. You used to love beer, but now you don't drink it for whatever reason.
Like you said, if it's hot and it's a
really cold beverage. If it is a situation where it's like, I don't drink beer, then I'm not going to have a non-alcoholic beer. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if it's like I drink beer and there's no beer and it's a hot day and I've just been working out outside all day, yeah, I mean, all we have is NA beer.
And there's no water. I guess.
I still have the NA beer first, and then I probably have water.
If they're offering water,
no,
I'll go
but there's
for
like
water.
A party situation. Are you going to
drink cranberry juice?
The first thing I would say is, what the fuck kind of party is this? With this non-alcoholic fucking beer.
It's a fucking badass party.
Who's going to pass out first?
That's what you
want. You already know the answer, don't you?
So nobody.
You wait for somebody to pass out.
I am waiting.
You're like in the corner.
I'm hoping I will.
Which one is going to pass out first?
I'm waiting for the one that passed. Wait a minute. These people are drinking non-alcoholic.
Oh, shit.
Wait, we're going to be here. Hey, go get some more non-alcohol. We're going to be here a while. They need to drink a lot of this stuff. You better get kegs of this shit, boy.
Kegs?
No, keg, no. Never.
Get a truck of this stuff!
Yeah, keg stands on any of there?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm leaving.
We're beer bombs.
Oh, duels. That's like dry humping your girlfriend. What's the point?
Yeah, he did it on his
dry humping. That's pretty cool.
That's called dancing,
actually.
Okay, dry humping is just dancing.
No, it's not.
Okay, and it's also it's like hello. It's penis hello. I'm saying hello.
Hello.
It's a penis.
I want to say hello.
Like,
how are you?
It's like when your dog comes up and gives you that lick, that nudge. You're like, oh yeah, you fucking dog, you licked me again. It's like, just your penis saying hello.
Yeah, maybe once.
Dry humping's like better than no humping.
No, I dry no. Not if you got bad denims on. That hurts.
Bad denims.
Fucking, you ever had denim stick burn?
What is your answer on that?
No, I can't remember.
We don't have this problem.
You have
not. We don't have that.
You haven't dry humped.
Thing in there. Getting
you guys skipped that part.
Dry humped.
Apparently your wife. Apparently your wife will just let you went past that base and went straight to the gusto.
Sure, there was a few seconds where it was dry humping.
There was nothing dry about that humping.
Okay, next or game question. So the answer, because I went with the NA beer. I'm the only one who got the right answer.
Right answer. The answer is NA.
No, it's not.
I think you're
wrong. Yes, it is. Because it gives you the feeling of like, yes, this is a party.
And then what happens? It's a slippery slope. That is a gateway beer.
You can make rational decisions afterwards.
You hope.
You can be the designated driver.
I don't drink beer, but I did tonight after O'Doul's.
It's a gateway, bro. You're the guy at the party.
Hey, man, we're having a cocaine party, but we got this flower here.
Watch yourself. He's like, I'm drinking at O'Doul's. Yeah.
Exactly. 0.05, bro.
Exactly. That's a fucking gateway, bro.
Dude, I just snorted four lines of flour, bro.
All-purpose?
We're having with them. Got this all-purpose flour.
I've been doing bread flour. I've never done all-purpose.
I've just been doing store brand.
Oh, man. I'm baking up a bread up in my belly right now.
All right.
Stuff is good, though, man.
The lottery's been a big thing lately because the Powerball's been crazy. Oh, Becky, but now it's over.
Oh, Becky.
So you win the lottery. Are you getting lump sum, one check, or are you getting installments?
Lump sum.
Lump sum.
Lump sum.
Lump sum.
Sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
You won the lottery. Yeah. Lump sum or lump sum. Installment checks?
Ooh.
I'm not taking a chance of the lottery going broke at some point and not giving
is
me
it
money.
Ever gone broke?
Yeah,
it's been around.
It hasn't yet.
It would once I would.
I'll tell you, what was the jackpot on the Powerball? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was 79, no. 790.
What was it? It was 750, 760
yeah,
million.
Like that. Yeah.
And she got what? What did we decide?
300?
760.
But she got half because she took the lump sum.
Now, her husband died just recently.
Three yeah. something.
Oh, that poor husband. He's up there in the afterlife going, son of a bitch!
No, man, there's a curse that comes with these lotteries.
True.
And I would not. I, you know what? I'll take monthly. Fuck it.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck the lump sum.
I want monthly as well.
Nothing good has come out of anyone.
Maybe once I'm like
sum.
The treasurer for the
maybe once I'm 55 and over, I'd take the one-time check.
A lot of these guys have lost it. People have lost
right now,
lost family members over this
the
shit.
Treasure of
kidnappings, killings. There's crazy shit that goes on with these lottery winners.
But I want to buy big stuff fast and I have bad credit.
I hate big
so
stuff
I
fast.
Need all my money now.
You need to call Paul Blanco and he'll get you in a fucking new or used fucking Honda or Toyota. Fucking quick. Call Broadway. And then you need to call Geico and save fucking 15% on your shit. Okay, girl? I got you covered.
The treasurer of Massachusetts called her and gave her advice to, like, get a lawyer right now and get financial advisors before you talk to anybody.
She was
like,
on the news.
Yeah. Did
like
she
yesterday?
Say it?
Did she say what? That she took the lump sum?
The treasurer? Or the...
The girl. Who
the
won?
Girl, yeah.
Yeah, she... I don't think she talked to a lawyer.
No.
I don't think she talked
that's
to
what the tre- That's what I'm saying. The treasurer of Massachusetts called her and
the
gave her...
The mattress treasurer.
I don't know if she listened.
She
Massachusetts.
The first,
right?
The first thing
I hope
to do
it wasn't public. Like, I wouldn't put my ticket in right away. I'd get a lawyer and an advisor before I even submitted it. A lot of people do that.
Smart.
Well, Buzz is giving advice now.
And I'd set, like, a certain amount aside for friends and family and let that, like, be split up.
You just throw it out there. Like, friends and family, gather around.
Yeah.
And you just throw out a bunch of cash. Uh-huh. Go!
The first thing you do is you sign your ticket.
Sign it.
Yeah.
And then you take a picture of the ticket.
Because that guy.
And then you take a picture of you with the ticket and the winning numbers. And then you put the ticket
you're
away.
In.
And then you call an attorney.
And then what?
You call Johnny Cochran.
Cochran.
You better call Saul.
You better call
Saul.
You don't want to call Saul.
Yeah.
that money's not coming back to you.
Yeah, I know. He'll take it.
He'll take it.
Yeah, but he's a good lawyer, man. He gets himself out of any situation.
If you're in a tight spot,
he'll get you out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't end up too
he'll save you from getting killed in the middle of the field.
He's in Nebraska making Cinnabons. That's, there's worse things.
They don't know yet. They don't.
Yeah, not much worse. What is that storyline you're talking about?
I don't know what you're
Better
talking
call
about.
Saul.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. They haven't.
That's how he ends up?
No, we don't really know.
No, dude.
Even
I'm not
in the,
watch it.
The third really season in, we really don't know if that's like his final position. We're thinking that he's having flashbacks back to thinking about better himself as Jimmy and then Saul, but.
Well, we know what happens to him in the long run.
He gets picked up by that guy. I mean, he disappears.
No,
we don't know what happens to him in the long run, do we?
At the end of Breaking Bad, he jumps on that van and takes off.
Never mind. Stop saying stuff.
No, yeah, this might be a spoiler.
Stop popping things.
Why? Why not?
Because they're still watching Breaking Bad.
No, I appreciate that, Mike. But no, I'm actually the second time around, so I've seen it all.
I said Better Call Saul.
But yeah, the new show that is the prequel to.
I'd rather be a Sith.
Good job, Bells.
And done.
All right, last one. You're in a restaurant or whatever, and somebody, and they're like, order 67. And you're not 67. You know who is. There's a guy over there that's 67. You know he's 67. And he's just clueless. He's looking off in the distance. Do you like tell him, like, hey, man, your order?
Yeah.
Or you just let it fucking go?
No.
I'll yell the number out. I'll yell the number out. 67! Hey! Order number 67, buddy! Hey, buddy! Come get your shit!
No, I let him figure it
out. I'm going to spit in your shit if you don't pick it up, buddy!
It's not my business.
No, I'll tell him. I'll say, hey, are you 67?
I'm not going to front him off, but if I can, like, nudge him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dumbass, your food's ready.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
But I'm not going to yell across in and out.
Hey, dumbass, your food's ready.
I would.
Hey.
But I'd be nice about it.
Hey,
I guess girls can get away with that maybe more.
It's not like go over and talk to him and, hey.
have a little combo with him.
I'm not going to yell at him. I'm chatting with people, though.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
40 minutes later, your fucking burger's all cold sitting there.
Yeah,
because you're trying to get to
know. You look really hungry. Are you 67?
You okay?
Do you selfie that interaction also? Just so everyone on Facebook sees
on Instagram or Twitter.
This is number 67.
And that's I just want my double.
Okay.
Cheer my double.
Hey, let's have a music break with Cockamamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Producer Becky and I saw Cockamamie Jimmy's since the last time we had a Dorktown, I think.
Really?
A lot of things happen. We're going to talk about it right after we hear some Cockamamie Jamie.
Are we?
Hey, check it. Oh shit, check it. Me, in the place to be, come on. Me, give me more. I'm Cockamamie Jamie, but your man call me Cock Jam. Bobby shaming hotties when I'm aiming for they crotch slam. Boys say he's not fair. When I show up at they summer jam, wear my little wiener like a watch band. God damn it, man, I'm just being myself. I lactate milk for these little youngsters to go. Drinking Knob Creek. And man, I ollie, awesomely, possibly cold classic when the moxie hits you out of me. Raps Corey Feldman, driving a brown falcon with Falky, Bartakamas, begging Shaka Demas and Flyers. City wild like Mega Shark versus Dragon Octopus. Look at what you eyeing, toots. Heavens to Betsy. You might find me on Etsy. Regretfully spending my whole check on doilies. With matching velour, Gucci guitars, scrotum cozies. I told them, know when to hold them and when to fold these. I stay gusto. My splurgy makes a staunchest. Supporters, they assure us the treatment is carte blanche. Listen, doggy, not to be snotty or snobbish, but defeating me is rough like spelling the sound of fart in me. You know something, Mean Gene, these MCs need to let bygones be bygones. They gon' fuck around with Nomadic the Journeyman and catch the 24-inch python. Because I leg drop.
Man, you drop the leg.
I fucking leg drop.
You fucking drop the leg.
I hit you with the boot and then I bounce off the ropes and I hit you in your throat with a leg drop.
What is ABM when they just a manatee? Me, I'm unaffected. The whale, the hammerhead. What is ABM when they just a manatee? Me, I'm unaffected. I'm unaffected.
When your world looks kinda weird and you wish that you weren't there.
Be with your friends and sip a slow jam fizz and put your motherfucking hands in the air.
Hey, when your world looks kinda weird and you wish that you weren't there.
You can leg drop, homie, you can drop the leg. You can leg drop, homie, you can drop the leg. War of the masses, outcome disastrous. Many women in my family shave their asses. It's embarrassing, but I just stand there and take it. Hitting Van Zandt, a man's man spitting their damn faces with bubbles like the water in my bath. Slap a dragon in his ass and lay back for the aftermath. Scorching all of them, fold my arms up in pose. MCs need to get their Swiffer mitts when I roast it.
Clean up on aisle 5!
Argyle guy with ball bat wrapped in barbed wire like he's ready to die. I'ma warn you, the chicken shawarma better be warm or I'll uncoil the horror into physical gore. And if you are torn for fourscore, your fourth form of the forlorn and scorned as a portly to war, forced to endure torrents of torture porn, but not before we forge us forever forward through your fork and divorce. I'm an oratorical force, scorched to burnt orange. It was morphed into an organ with a humanoid form. But here, take these two useful pieces of advice. Slather up a palmful, apply it to your life. Never challenge Jamie in the field of rap, and if you own a timeshare, you should sell it for cash. You know something, Mean Gene, these MCs need to let bygones be bygones. They gon' fuck around with Nomadic the Journeyman and catch the 24-inch python. Because I leg drop.
Man, you drop the leg.
I fucking leg drop.
You fucking drop the leg.
I hit you with the boot and then I bounce off the ropes and I hit you in your throat with a leg drop.
You know that leg drop, homie.
He can drop the leg.
That fucking leg drop, homie.
She can drop the leg.
You know that leg drop, homie.
You can drop the leg.
That fucking leg drop, homie.
We can drop the leg. Come on.
When your world looks kinda weird and you wish that you weren't there.
Be with your friends and sip a soju and fizz and put your motherfucking hands in the air.
Hey, yeah.
When your world looks kinda weird and you wish that you weren't there.
You can leg drop, homie. You can drop the leg. You can leg drop, homie. You can drop the leg.
Awesome, man, Jenny.
Yay, good.
He came up and got my face at a show at Tioga. Got my face. And he said, Mike, as he's doing his show. You believe that shit?
Yep. Yeah.
Got right in my face.
He's funny. You?
No.
And he tweets every day at the POTUS. I'll pull one up for you guys while you talk.
Yeah. I always see him on Facebook.
I always want to like him, but I'm like, oh, no, those are a little.
Yeah, he's just
those are crazy.
What did he do? Former member of the Argyle Pimps. Argyle Pimpin. Argyle Pimpin. I guess.
I don't know about
are
him.
You Argyle Pimpin, Mills?
I don't know.
You used to play them 12 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. Totally.
Good. Good.
Totally.
Just get caught up after our stupid long break. I saw aliens. I saw alien spacecraft.
If you don't know why your pardoning of Joe Apario is a big deal to Mexican and Latino people, please Google it. Also, fuck you, POTUS. That is what he says on his Twitter. That's just day today. It's daily.
And what's his Twitter handle?
His Twitter handle is Gentle Jamie.
Gentle Jamie. Because he changed his rap name to Gentle Jamie.
No.
That is pretty funny.
At one point. So.
Okay.
I saw alien spacecraft. We were in Oregon, middle of the fucking woods.
Sam Hagar there?
You didn't tell me about this.
Sam was there. You know about this. And, producer Becky was asleep. I was hanging out with the people that were still up.
Satellite.
I like to, when we're out in the woods, I like to watch for satellites.
Satellite.
I think I counted six shooting stars and six satellites at that point.
And we're like at the top of the world. They're so
and
nice.
Then I see two.
How many times you up and
look,
out?
You know what satellites look like when they're just like a solid kind of faint light and they just go have a steady stream across the sky. There were two of them and they were together. One was behind the other one. And they're in a good distance. I mean, in the sky, they look close, but in reality, they were.
It's probably a craft with like a separator.
It was
on
not. It was way further. That would you wouldn't be able to tell that from space.
Okay, you're right.
If it was a craft,
I know. But
so they were definitely two separate objects, but they're going together like this. And I'm like, look! I'm gonna tell everyone, look! And I was like, whatever, dude. And finally, Andy, your brother, was like, okay, I see the two. He saw the two. And then they fucking changed directions. I fuck you not. They changed directions, and they went at different directions. Satellites don't fucking change directions.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are you sure that you didn't change direction?
Maybe I did, bro.
Maybe you just
see,
turned.
This is the shit everyone pulls. Like, are you sure you're not fucked up, bro?
Really,
I saw the shit. I saw it.
Were you drinking any tea there, bruh?
Maybe.
Or is it like...
I had a lot of beers, probably.
Mushroom tea, bruh?
Somebody put mushrooms on me.
Put mushrooms in your beans, bro?
In my beans. So when Michael Banti comes to the show in October, I'm going to talk about with a legitimate person.
Michael Banti?
That will discuss it with me. From WeirdFresno.com.
He hasn't been on our show in a long time.
Well, he's going to come back in October. We're going to bring him back, and we're going to talk all this alien shit.
Are we?
Yep.
I'm going to call him.
So you're saying they're not satellites? Is that what you said?
I'm saying I don't know. I'm just saying I've never seen two together and then change direction.
It was Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth, in their spaceships.
Whoa.
All right. I'll believe that. I'll buy it.
Sammy Hagar's is like a little Ferrari-looking spaceship. David Lee Ross is just like an assless chap-looking spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big-ass butt cheek.
I fished. Where were I gone?
You fished. Did you?
The lure was already on. My brother-in-law put the lure on.
What did you use? What were you using? Was that a live lure? Were you using worms? Nightcrawlers?
No.
June Flavor?
It was, you know, old metal.
Banjo spinner?
It was a metal lure. Yeah, a spinner. One of them spinners. Fishing.
So you're doing,
I didn't catch anything.
You creek fishing?
No, lake.
Lake fishing,
off the dock. So you had
off
just...
the dock.
Off the... Were you just... Did you just...
Straight off the
cast
dock,
cast it,
man,
in there and leave it there?
No, it was like you cast it in and then stream it across hoping somebody's going to bite it. Like,
that's a... Do you know what kind of fishing that is? That's the kind of fishing you tell someone to go do when you want them to get the fuck away from
you. Oh, that's a...
Go do some of the spinner fishing. Get the fuck out of my way while I try to catch a fish here.
Yeah, well, I actually try to catch a fish.
You need to put a worm on your hook.
In all situations.
Always.
That's what I did when I was younger. I never
fish
did the bobs. I thought you had to do the bobs and
things.
The worm. That's why that's confusing me.
Yeah, because I had a couple pretty big fish, because it was a clear lake. You could see what was going on.
Worm.
And a couple big fish. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Yeah, and they just kind of like,
well, they see you. Amateur. They done see you, boy.
They done seen you.
But River caught something.
They're not stupid.
One of the kids caught something. But his dad said it was just sort of like it just happened to have caught it. Like it didn't like he like happened to hook it kind of thing. Not like the fish was like, oh shit, I'm gonna eat that. He just happened to hook
it. Caught him on the side.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe the outside.
It cut him in his eye. Yeah. Like it took out the fish's eye.
Are you serious?
Fuck yes.
And he had to put the fish back because it had an extra fin, and they have those fish in that water to reduce another type of fish, so you have to throw him back. So the thing got thrown back.
He's the only one that caught.
What are you
going to
do?
That's all right. He'll be fine. He's got a story to tell now.
Yeah.
Hey. He's old fishy one eye.
I didn't catch.
Oh, that's old fishy one eye. Remember that son bitch? Yep.
So
he lived to tell the tale.
This kid, River, didn't keep the fish. That's the only fish we're counting. Was he using the same method? But we have. That's the method.
I was learning from him. I was like, what are you doing there, bro? All right, I'll do that.
I never catch fish either.
I'm not fishing.
I haven't done it since I was
little. I'm being honest.
I catch fish when I fish. Mm. I'll catch fish.
We stayed on a train.
But I only use worms.
No lures with worms.
Just worms.
Nope. What have you done during this Dorktown hiatus, Bells?
I traveled.
Traveled.
I traveled away.
That's why
no Disneyland
did.
Traveling?
No, I was near Disneyland.
Oh.
But didn't go to Disneyland.
Wow.
I went to the Cube, which is like a science discovery center there in Santa Ana.
Sounds serious.
Interesting thing. They had a cool thing on the science of hockey.
Oh.
Where you could go in and shoot against an electronic goalie.
Did you?
Or you can become a goalie.
I want to do that.
There's too many fucking kids in line. Little fucking shits.
I want to do the goalie.
All over the goddamn place, kids.
Those kids, man. They ruin everything.
Then we took a little road trip down through Palm Springs. We hit this little dinosaur exhibit that old Hugh Hauser once said, one of the greatest roadside attractions you could ever go to. One of the greatest roadside attractions you could ever go to if you're ever driving down Palm Springs.
Wow. We missed him.
That's right.
That's the California guy.
We went over there. It's a big old dinosaur exhibit.
On PBS, he had the ones where he traveled up and down California and saw different spots.
He had to watch public television.
Yeah. Yep. And he was just dorky. Wow. And he'd be like, hey, well, let me go back and see your stuff then. And just, like, invite himself into people's shops all around California. And just tell the history.
Wow.
My goodness. You'll recognize.
California Gold.
So California Gold, that's what it was.
California Gold. So there's this giant brontosaurus right in the very front, pink
off
one.
Off the interstate. Yeah.
The other ones that are like highlighted with fluorescent lights.
It's a gift store.
Mm-hmm.
These dinosaurs were used in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's what I'm picturing.
Seeing
when you guys talk about this.
Been there.
Those aren't real dinosaurs.
No, they're real.
No, they're live.
Not fossils.
Oh, swear to God.
They move and bite you?
Totally.
Oh, my God. That's so funny, guys. I just came across Hulhauser ordering out from the In-N-Out secret menu. So you got a secret menu. What's a secret menu?
We went inside a T-Rex's mouth.
Ooh.
That's pretty raw.
That is pretty raw.
They had animatronic dinosaurs, all kinds of shit,
animated and animated.
And then we went to the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
Wow. I've never been the Grand Canyon.
We drove to the Grand
Canyon. Is that worth it, Grand Canyon?
It is. It is.
Are you recommending it?
No, I don't want to do it.
It is absolutely worth it.
That's a long drive.
And no, it's not. You drive to Oregon, girl. This is less
like beautiful. Like you're looking and you're like, it's a happy.
From here to Redding is Mike, the shittiest fucking drive. Okay.
Just a sec, Mike.
Yes.
Please tell me your thoughts on going to the Grand Canyon. Tell me about this. What you think it's going to be?
Well, I've driven by there.
Tell me how shitty it's going to be.
I've never been actually to the Grand Canyon, but I've taken that drive before. And in fact, my mother and I broke down in the desert when I was 12 years old in that area. And I had to sit there and wait. But a trucker came by and put our car on his truck because he was like the car kind. And they brought us to Barstow. So yes, I do know that area. I've been around there. My mom used to go to Sedona, Arizona every year and fucking harmonic convergent shit.
That drive leading to California, getting into Arizona, that desert is probably some of the most beautiful desert I've ever seen.
I don't remember there that. There is nothing. I remember being like miserable because I was young.
So when I got into Arizona, there is nothing. You get your gas and you go. There's no billboards. There's no nothing. Fucking gas stations. There's no bullshit.
There's just truckers to come save you.
No. There was nothing
out there. From Barstow to Needles to Kingman.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking shit. I'm with you.
The desert there was gorgeous. It wasn't like dry tumbleweed desert. It was desert with green bushes, green cactus, green trees.
You like green bushes.
Set up with these. Oh, I love green bush. I like all kinds of bush. I'm not.
Green
I'm
bush.
Not racist. I'm racist, but not always racist.
Yeah.
I hate everything and I love everything.
You should
too.
Run.
So
I'm like,
it's a balance of fucked upness.
You should run if you see green bushes.
Are we talking about plant life anymore?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I saw red stacked rocks.
Yes.
I saw a lot of that.
Oh, like Utah kind of.
You see these big rocks and the sunlight hits it and it changes the colors, you know, as you're driving through. And here I'm expecting to see this big canyon. Just show up like this giant fucking canyon, and you don't see it at all. And the next thing I know, I'm expecting desert and tumbleweeds. We drive up to the entrance, and it was like driving into Yosemite.
So I didn't drive into the entrance. We just kept going on the freeway, so I never went in there.
We were in a forest. We were at about 8,000 elevation, and we were completely surrounded in forest. It was 75, 80 degrees the whole time with thunderstorms.
That's like the town next.
Scattered
Flagstaff.
Showers.
That's like Flagstaff.
We get into our room, check in. It was like being at Tenaya Lodge. The next day we catch a shuttle bus, drive up to this little staircase, walk up. You don't see it till you're about 50 yards away. You're like, where the fuck is the Grand Canyon? And then you see it. And it fucking takes your breath away like the first time you ever took a shot of hot sake.
Like when you come through the tunnel in Yosemite and you see
that's pretty hardcore.
And you see
exactly what it was.
Did you have to pay to take the road from the highway to the Grand Canyon? Was there like a toll?
Well, if there's a toll, it'd be just because it's national.
You pay to get into the park.
Like Yosemite, you have to pay.
It's $30.
Oh, $30 now?
Did you go through Williams?
Yes.
That part. So I did in November. I went and I did the Grand Canyon and I went through Williams. I actually drove all through Arizona from the New Mexico side through the Painted Desert and up there to Williams and then up to the Grand Canyon. Life changing. Absolutely.
Isn't
the
it
most
beautiful?
Amazing thing.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Amazing.
We didn't do the Painted Desert. We didn't do that. We drove up through Williams. We stayed in Grand Canyon for a couple of days. We checked out Grand Canyon, and then we drove back to
the back of a car.
Williams.
12-year-old's not going to...
And at Williams, we stayed at a place called the Grand Canyon Railway and Hotel, and they've got the Grand Canyon train. So the next day, we hopped on the train and drove back into the Grand Canyon, hung out there for another six, seven hours, jumped back on the train and went back. And the train's got all kinds of entertainment on there. It's all cowboys. And then they fucking come and rob the train.
That's right. It's like the Mark Twain road.
But they're outside, and you see them on their horses, and they start running. And then they stop the train, and it's those motherfuckers. It's not like those guys, and then someone else comes on. Those motherfuckers come on. And they're great, man. You're putting up your money. You know, let them take your money. But they're like, what are you looking at, boy? Lily Livingston.
Did one challenge you, Belly?
Oh, man, no. He went for the guy right next to him. He went for the guy from France. Yeah, he went after the French guy. Bastard.
And that poor French guy didn't know what the hell.
The French guy was just looking at him like, look at that. Take a picture of him. It was pretty awesome. And then the marshal comes through. We're like, where the fuck took you so long, dick? It fucking went that way, asshole. Get my fucking money back. Gave him $2.
We were all in Tahoe one time. And we were on the Mark Twain boat. If you ever have a chance in Tahoe to get on it, it's really, like, touristy. But they do the same thing. Like, they come down and rob him. And Mark Twain walks around talking. And it's, like, very theatrical. It's kind of fun.
Mark Twain That's tells so the fun. Whole...
I would love to do the train one. That is so cool.
I feel like when we went to try and find the Grand Canyon, we got shanghaied.
So I went back with him at the end of December because I wanted him to see what I had seen. Aww. So we went to the western side entrance, a different gate, and it's all run by Native Americans.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it is
so
beautiful to drive out there. You go past all the Joshua trees. It's like straight out of a Dr. Mm-hmm. Seuss book. Mm-hmm. And then you get there, and it's like, okay, you need to pay $50 to get into the Grand Canyon.
What?
You have to get on our shuttle buses, and they take you places, and they completely control your whole trip.
Because it's their land. It's reservation.
Their land, and you have to get your tickets for this thing by walking through the world's largest tourist trap gift shop.
Of course.
We turned around and walked out, and so he never got to
should
see it.
Should we have gone and gone through that?
No.
I feel like we should have gone through
that. We went through the South Rim. So.
We're going to go through the South Rim.
Yeah, we went through the South Rim, and it's, you know.
It was amazing. In Williams, they have a place called Barrizona. It's a big wildlife preserve where they have bears just running around.
Yeah, I saw
and
them.
And you drive your car through, and it's like an African safari with these bears that just walk up.
Right.
And where the little baby bears are, you have to keep your windows up.
We drove by, though. We saw the billboards for it. Stopped at some diner that Oprah stopped at one time and raved about. raved about, like, the root beer there.
Oh, my God. Oprah's been out.
She had everything.
Oprah. She had a sarsaparilla.
It was so fucking good that she bought root beer for the whole fucking show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking
you know she did.
She spent, like, $75.
Fuck yeah, she did.
Fuck. Oprah.
Bottomless root beer, bitch.
Fucking minch.
So I was going to do the train ride. I saw that, and the train thing looked really cool, but I was by myself. And so I thought, by yourself, maybe not so much. So I did the helicopter ride. If you ever go, do the helicopter ride. You go flying over that forest, and then all of a sudden, you're suddenly over this mile-high canyon.
It's
cool. Man. Becky, go back. Your memories are jaded. Go back.
I know. I have a thing against Arizona. Like, all his family's there.
And I'm the one that jaded you.
On the train ride, you pass by a rock that struck by lightning. It's fucking cool. We have a picture of it, but I don't have the pictures on my phone. But my wife took a picture of it, and it's fucking cool, man. This boulder took a blast from a lightning bolt and cracked it and just cracked it. And it looks like a fucking, like an old school Christmas ornament almost. Like the damage that it did to it. It's just amazing. It was pretty neat.
Like it's crackling.
But the Grand Canyon was just awe-inspiring. It was just amazing walking around and seeing it, experiencing it. It was freaking awesome. I would totally do it again.
So you drove here and then you drove back. You drove there and you drove back.
I drove there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do that.
How many days did you spend doing that?
We spent 4 days there.
Really?
Yeah. So
4 days there, day and a half. What, 2 days to drive there?
Well, no. It only takes from here to there is 9.5 hours.
Oh, you know,
it's not a long drive.
We're in Fresno.
It's not that long.
It's not far. It's less than ours was 13 hours.
How long does it take to get to you guys' house?
Three and a half hours.
Three and a half?
We drove
to the house up there.
We drove 6 more hours on there.
It's a long day. I mean, it's a long drive. Yeah.
I drove to Portland in 12 hours. I mean,
We drove to Vegas from home, and we were talking about this today. It took us...
like 7.5 hours?
That's it?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That's
wasn't that bad.
Really?
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was nine and a half, driving.
The 9.5 hour drive was,
I had
was
shingles.
Not that bad.
Time didn't mean anything.
It's painful.
Driving in Arizona was fucking cool. We stopped at this one shop or like a truck stop place, and you walk in, it's like a bunch of little shops inside, and we were still on the Arizona side, and there's a little knife shop, and they had these stilettos. You know, you can't get those in California.
Ooh.
So, you know, my interest is about shoes.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about
actual their names.
These are technically called OTFs. Out the front, Becky's. Out the front. OTFs. And so this lady's trying to sell me on these Arizona-made OTFs.
That flips out this way or flips out?
It's the one. Oh,
shit, that way.
It's the one that you just push a button and it comes straight out.
Oh, yeah, my dog's
straight out.
My dog's drinking it. Stop.
He's okay.
Shoot straight up.
I like it.
Illegal.
I'll be right back.
In California.
Highly.
She's trying to tell me that there's a legal one for California and that these are the best knives ever made. And I tell her, well, you know, I know about these other brands that make these knives. And she's like, oh, well, they did this knife test. I'm like, what kind of a knife test did they do? And they go, well, they took those two knives and our knife, and they stabbed a car 800 times.
Stabbed a car.
And I look at it, I go, who the fuck stabs a car 800 fucking times? And why the fuck would you stab a car? She goes, and one of them just did, one of them broke. One of them didn't hold up, but ours held up. I said, now, are you just saying that because this is the only brand you carry and you're selling? She said no, and I said, I think you're full of shit, but whatever.
Wow.
She tried to tell me there's like a California legal fucking out the front blade. And I said, no, there is not.
Negative.
And she's like, yes, there is. I'm like, no, there is not. And she shows me like this photocopied paper. Like someone typed it. And I'm just looking at it going, are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you think this is
legally?
You think this is like a legal document?
Notice.
Like another guy walks up and he's standing next to me and he's looking at the knife too and he's like, man, I'm from California.
Why do you doubt that? Why do you doubt that?
I'd be better off.
Cynical, dude.
You're better off with fucking having like a an illegal gun that was used in a fucking robbery than having an OTF.
That's really extreme.
It's come as close.
I mean, this OTF hasn't been used in a crime.
OTF and nunchucks? You're fucked.
I just want an OTF. I don't care if it's legal or not.
And nunchucks.
I would have got one.
You're fucked.
So did you buy her knife?
No.
What?
I didn't. I didn't.
You should have.
I didn't like it because they didn't have the blade style I was looking for.
You should have bought it.
I was looking for a double dagger. Illegal. If I'm going to go illegal, you got to go all the way illegal.
Super
illegal. But I did not, so no. She tried to sell me, but...
What is happening right now?
It's time for the fun.
My wife saw me by the knife counter, and I got the stink eye from her. So you better not be buying it.
The last thing you need is another knife, Bells. That's what I would have
Bells
said.
Once went to the store and asked them to like check, see the knives, just so that he
chipped
can
hold
them. Because he missed his knife that was in the research.
Remember when I told you I chipped the tip? Oh,
yes.
I sent it off, and while I had sent it off, I missed it. Right. So I'd go to the Sportsman's Warehouse where I purchased it, and I'd go. I'm like, hey, can I look at the model? And they'd show me the model, and I'd put it back in my pocket just because I missed it.
The same model as that you sent off.
Yeah.
And ask them if she could
buy it. They're like, oh, you want to buy it? I'm like, no, I've already bought it from you, but I've sent it off to be repaired, and I just missed it. I just wanted to put it back in my pocket. That's how comfortable this knife is.
For the A's. Hey, Bells, Obi-Wan movie. You fucking psyched? They're going to make an Obi-Wan movie. Okay. It's officials.
Yeah.
When it happens, we'll be excited.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
It's going to be Obi-Wan.
There's still a Han Solo movie that's going to come out. There's another Star Wars movie that's supposed to come out.
December.
Carrie Fisher's dead. They've got
Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049. Do you care about Blade Runner 2049?
No.
Should listen to Get Off My Podcast. She'll get fucking psyched about it.
Carrie was in her 60s and did some cocaine and then got on a plane.
Yeah, she did.
So
she did more than cocaine. Sucks. She did
she
like coke and a couple other things.
Things, yeah.
God rest her soul. Right?
I mean, you need that to get on the plane.
She really went through hell. She loved it anyway.
Maybe she thought it was flour. She put her ashes in a Prozac pill.
She totally could have.
It was a mistake. It was an accidental suicide. What? Maybe she thought it was flour.
Yep.
You know, it was an accidental. She didn't mean to kill herself.
She knows what the
she was gonna try to bake some bread inside herself.
Yeah. I miss her, though. That's sad. But
Fonzie A to producer Becky, because she's a vegetarian now.
Could have been. Maybe
she still cooks meat for us. For me and producer Becky, she still cooks meat.
Me and producer Becky?
Me and, the kids.
What if it was flour, though, and she had a yeast infection?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bread baked inside of her.
We need to get that mother recipe.
It exploded inside of her.
It's going to be the next sourdough.
Oh, my God.
Sourdough.
Leado.
Fonzie, the producer Becky, for skills of cooking.
Thanks,
what the
baby.
Fuck did you just do?
We just talked about yeast and things.
I know. I'm trying to fucking steer
God
this,
rest her soul.
Steer this fucking show into the fucking landing strip.
Carry him. Very sorry.
Mom died like 2 days
ago. She would enjoy this conversation. Though,
landing really. Strip or no landing strip, Bells?
Ooh. I'm a landing strip.
Ah, all right. Me too. Sure.
It just really depends on my mood.
So if there's like no landing strip, you're like, I'm not in the mood for this.
Well, it depends. I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean, I'm not.
What's going on here?
About what you're doing. All right,
next door game.
No, we're not playing over again. Throw a random more question in there. Fonzie to Andrew Vargas. Because at one time on Flowing with Famous, the Fresno podcast, I accidentally posted Dorktown on Flowing with Famous's feed for a couple hours. And so some Flowing with Famous people got Dorktown instead of Flowing with Famous.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, which is a very on different TV, show. It's also on CMAC.
Yeah, but
really,
no.
Really, did that get?
No, it didn't go on CMAC. But, so I was like, oh, shit. And I fixed it. It wasn't that long.
Excuse
but
me.
But one person was like, hey, I expected Flowing and I got Dorktown. I like Dorktown. Now I subscribe to Dorktown. Nope. So it worked. We got one person from it. So
one.
Cheers to Andrew Vargas.
Andrew Vargas posts on downtown Fresno a lot. For the love of downtown. I think so. Andrew. I think I've seen his
probably
name.
Him. It's probably him.
I'm sorry, man.
Or not. He's all, no, that's not
he's
me.
He's like, not anymore.
Not me.
You can unsubscribe now. You can go ahead and be like, oh, what the hell was I thinking?
For the love of downtown
cheers
Fresno.
To Fontana Jam. Cheers to Chew Bear.
Wasn't there supposed to be a beer or something for me? From someone? Anyone?
Oh, yeah, there is. There is. We got...
Yeah, all good, right. Cheers to whoever that's from. Yeah,
that's Fontana thanks. Jim.
Oh, hey, Fontana Jim.
Fontana Jim is from Fontana, guys.
His name is Jim.
Hey, Justin,
Jim.
Local guy...
In case you guys didn't.
Justin McLeese. Fresno filmmaker Justin McLeese. Warned us, he contacted Dorktown. He's like, hey, he made a movie called Brick Madness. It's premiering. I can't talk anymore. I'm done. September 9th at Tower Theater. It's about Lego building. Nerds that build Legos. So check out that. Yeah. And,
I didn't even go to the Lego movie.
Fonzie A's, Bells? You have any Fonzie
A's? I didn't even go to the Lego movie.
You haven't seen Lego movie?
No.
Jesus.
No, man.
Producer Becky of Fonzie's?
I did not
Fonzie
plan ahead.
Clovis?
No.
No.
I'm going to say Fonzie A to someone. I'll think about it. Lori and Chris.
Lori and Chris.
For being here.
For being here. Hey.
I've had a great time. Thank you so much.
Dorktown coming back.
Good.
Is this the first time you've been to Fresno, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Wow. Fres Yes.
Yes, all week he's been calling it Fres Yes.
I'm really excited about it.
That's what noobs call it. Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that beer over there at Yard House is not for noobs. That was big time beer over there. Lots of selections. I enjoyed that a lot.
We took them to Yard House.
So thank you.
Oh, yeah,
what did I call it? Yardbirds?
Yard House. We don't know that where we come
band.
From.
Yard beers. Yard beers.
That's the irrigation place where I'm from.
All right.
I feel
cheers
like I knew that.
Rain.
Thank you. It is. You're right.
Cheers to Marin.
And they have like a little...
No, cheers to Marin.
That's Marin memory just made me
cheers
think
to Nevada.
Cheers to Nevada. Your neighbor is representing Yardbirds next
to cheers to Moylan's. Cheers to Russian River.
Russian River.
Cheers to
Marin.
They're a lot, yeah.
Cheers to the Blind Pig.
And cheers to everyone else in the door town.
Thank you for attending our session today.
Hey, Dorktown.
In 30 seconds, this will be off.
Woo!